What's up, y'all? It's Bonfire, and it's DJ Dre.
DJ Tim.
DJ Jerry.
And today, I feel like we should talk about Jonathan Taylor and the Colts and what's been going on this past weekend. So what y'all boys think about that?
I feel like he deserves to, like, he deserves, since he requested a trade, I feel like he should be able to, like, go wherever he want to go, in my opinion. Because it's just like, he did the whole contract. He already did his whole contract and all the clause. And then they just, and then I just figured out they just tried to fake he had an injury. And he just came out and said he had no injury.
Kill.
So. Yeah, I think, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I think.
Kill.
I think they was lying about that.
Yeah, I know. He even said they was lying.
We think they try to do that so he can't get traded.
Yeah, that's what I think they try to do, for real. I think they just wanted them to stay. I don't know. Me personally, I'm just going to let him leave at that point.
But, like, I don't look like
He's a good player.
He's a good aspect to the coach, so I see why they don't want him to leave.
Yeah.
But you can't hold somebody. If they want to get traded. He's already did his contract, and they're not willing to pay him what he's wanting. They should let him
leave.
Yeah, let him walk.
Injury list is crazy.
But because you guys already, like, you already don't want to pay him the money that he deserves. But quick question. Do y'all really think he deserves the money that he's asking for?
Yes. He's probably top three running back in the league.
He's good, but he gets hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt.
Injuries.
Half the season.
Injuries. Yeah.
So I can see, like, why they don't want to pay him. But he's still, like,
When he's healthy, he's pretty solid.
He's solid. One of the best running backs in the league. So it's like, you can't really be mad.
But he really hasn't been that healthy, so I don't blame him, though, for not paying
him. So it's like, you can't pay somebody and you know they're not going to be healthy.
Okay, what teams y'all think he should go to, then?
Don't you say Tennessee.
I was not going to say
Tennessee. Don't you say Tennessee.
I was not going to say Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans, they already got Henry, right?
No, they got Henry. I thought he requested a trade or something.
I don't think he did.
But, yeah, I feel like...
They should let him walk.
What team should he go to?
Do y'all think he's a top five running back when he's healthy?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
So who's the top five running backs out of the whole NFL healthy?
We got Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Henry. No particular order, though.
Okay. Christian McCaffrey.
Henry.
Derrick Henry. Saquon Barkley. Let me see. Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Put him in there. And then let me see. We got.
Who else is left?
Let me see.
I don't know.
Oh.
I want to say Dalvin Cook, but nah, he didn't really.
What about Aaron Jones? Is he top?
Aaron Jones? Top? Nah.
Top 10.
We can go through the teams.
Yeah, I'm finna see.
Patriots running back.
Patriot. Oh, he's nice. Not top 10. Not top
Najee
five.
Harris?
Najee Harris might be top 5. Najee Harris might be top 5.
I'm trying to see because I know I'm forgetting some names.
But is he worth going, like, is Jonathan Taylor worth going over a lot of them?
I don't think he is.
To get traded?
No.
Oh, Nick Chubb. We're tripping.
Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb's Nick definitely, Chubb.
Yeah.
Nick,
yeah, right, Nick Chubb.
We sure did forget about him. You know who people be sleeping on, though? What's his name? He's on the Seahawks. Oh, what's his name?
Kenneth Walker?
Yeah, I think he's an underrated one. He's an underrated one, a running back.
You know who they really sleep on after he got his injury?
Who?
Breece Hall.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
He's going to make a comeback. Yeah. Jets going to be tough this year.
Jets
going to be a nice team.
Like, that's a scary team.
What if Jonathan go there?
The Dolphins Dolphins is going to be scary. The Dolphins defense is nice.
Yeah.
When Jay Ram come back from this injury, his surgery. Dolphins,
and then they just signed Eli Apple.
Who?
The Dolphins.
Wow.
They're going to be nice.
Yeah.
They might go. Them and the Jets might do something.
I feel like the Eagles, their problem, I don't know, it's random, but I feel like the Eagles, their problem is they got too much talent. Cause I feel like if they didn't have them, they don't know what to do. They not because in a couple years they're gonna have to start paying players. They're not gonna be able to pay their own players. I think they really could win. I think it's just too much talent.
I feel like they're going to release like a lot of them and try to get like younger talent, like that's coming in.
They're probably gonna free some because Jason Kelce. This might be his last year.
I'm gonna say Jason Kelce.
This might be his last year.
They got a lot of talent. Like they D line is insane.
D-line's tough. They just got another somebody else from,
Bama? Yeah, they stole that 10th pick. I can't believe they got that pick. They really traded with the Bears. The Bears did not take that. That's crazy.
They're gonna be scary.
It's a lot of teams.
So okay, how do y'all feel about Anthony Richardson, the quarterback for the Colts?
I feel like he's gonna be a bust.
I feel like he's gonna be
nice.
I feel like he's gonna be nice.
I seen. I went to the little training camp thing. He looked like he was running. He's
gonna be nice.
Cam Newton esque. He's giving like Cam Newton esque. Almost.
Dre, he's gonna be nice.
Bro. I give Andrew Luck. He's like, two, 3 years. He's gonna be out the league.
Yeah, bro. He's gonna be like. I feel like it's gonna take him a year or two to get like actually.
Yeah. Because his accuracy is low.
I think he's gonna be on some Jalen Hurts stuff.
Yeah,
basically. Like how Hurts did bad his first couple years. And
then like
back.
1 year he's gonna. Yeah, like, I feel like he's gonna. What's his accuracy? Not that good.
If he fixes his accuracy,
like, he can throw far. It's just his accuracy isn't really. There. All the way on point. So it's like, but when he get his accuracy on point, over. He's gonna be like, he's already fast. He can throw. He just got to get his accuracy there.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be over with that. Once he can throw a pinpoint.
When he can throw a pinpoint ball, I think he'll be.
Yeah,
it'll be scary.
I feel like they really sleeping on him.
So.
Oh, you know who else they sleeping on? Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy?
Yes. I don't know. I said that's the wrong name. Yeah,
Mr. Brock. Irrelevant? I feel like he's going to be put on a bench for Trey Lance.
I don't know.
Because Lance is not bad.
Lance is not bad, but.
Purdy, like, bro, y'all can't base Purdy off of
one season.
Yeah, it wasn't even a season.
It was like four games.
Yeah, for a playoff game.
So I feel like he might start off bad. I mean, he might start off good and then like towards as the season goes on,
he might go downhill. Yeah.
So who's starting?
Trey Lance. I feel like Brock Purdy gonna start the season.
Yeah, but I feel like they gonna treat Trey Lance Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
maybe because Jimmy Garoppolo was starting. Then they put in Trey Lance. He got hurt. Then Jimmy got hurt. Then Brock got hurt.
But Brock Purdy, I feel like Brock Purdy is definitely going to start off the season. With how he finished last season.
Yeah, that was a good run for a second.
One good night.
With they third string quarterback taking them that far.
You know, it's crazy. I still think the Chiefs are going to win again. I don't know what it is. I feel like they're going to win. Like,
facts.
They're going to win again. It's facts. Just like.
That's going to be hard.
It's like. That's it's nothing. It's like I don't think nobody.
Okay, all right.
In a few years, he might be the GOAT.
I was about to say that was my next question. In a few years, do y'all think Patrick Mahomes will be in a GOAT conversation for quarterback?
Indeed.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna go surpass Tom Brady, but it depends how it goes. Like,
wait, don't Tom Brady got 7 rings?
Yeah.
How many do?
Two.
But he's still young.
Okay, but yeah, he's still young.
Super young.
And Tom Brady got those in, like, a span of, like, what, 20 years?
20 years. Because he played with somebody's kids.
Yeah.
Like, he played with him and his kids.
Yeah.
And then Patrick Mahomes did it. Like, he got his two in, like, a span of, like, 5. So, like.
He really could have had 3 if he would have locked in on the Bucks.
Yeah, bro.
Another question. Who y'all think is better, Kelce or Rob Gronkowski?
Rob.
Cause I feel
Rob
like
people, was more aggressive.
Yeah, I feel like people just thinking Kelce just he just started passing. I don't think that's true yet. Not yet.
Rob is more aggressive.
Rob is just.
He's just
him. I don't know.
Y'all know who we forgot about?
Who?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Oh.
They gonna be. I feel like they gonna be like.
They did out Odell.
They gonna be like one of the ones that's be like. They might not start off good.
But they might finish.
Yeah. Like, they make it to wild card.
They might barely make it in.
Yeah.
Go far type.
It's like, I don't know what be happening. What are they like?
Odell, Zay like, Flower, Lamar like Jackson.
They be tripping. My bad. Yeah, you can go.
Nah, you good.
I don't know. It's like they just start selling. I don't know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like they always. Well, I feel like they going to start off good and end bad. Like they always do.
Yeah, it's like, at that point.
Hopefully, Lamar Jackson stays healthy.
Yeah. Hopefully Lamar don't start throwing a fit.
Yeah, he didn't sign that big contract.
Yeah.
He a big baby at times.
Yeah.
But I feel like he deserved the money though. For sure.
Definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like he should have made that scene that he did. not like he wasn't gonna sign with him, no matter.
Like he was gonna go be a free agent or something. Yeah.
Knowing dang well he wasn't gonna be no free agent.
And then he set out in the playoffs because they didn't want
to. I mean,
they didn't want to play him. I mean, pay him.
I mean, but like just like the Jonathan Taylor thing, if you're not gonna get paid, why would you play?
Yeah.
You think about it like that.
So it's like you can't be mad, but.
At the same time, why not play the game that you love?
Yeah. If you love the game and you're not just doing it
for the money,
you might as well play it.
You know, but he really his own general manager, too.
Like his mom is.
His agent.
His mom's his agent.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like he has a big say in what's going on with that.
I mean, yeah. And I feel like his mom negotiates a lot of his contracts, though.
Like, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
So she really got him that big deal. And she got, like, what, 2% off of it? Like she got paid, like, 2%. So it's like she was paid, like, $4 million, like, right when he signed the contract or something like that. And, like, right when they signed the contract.
Wait, $4 million?
Yes. It was, like, something like that.
No,
it was
contract high.
Like, it was, like, a high contract. So he was, like, she was paid, like, $4
million. What about Russell Wilson?
Bust. He's gonna retire soon.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say bust, but he's retiring.
After
the Seahawks.
Yeah, it was over.
The Legion of Boom.
Assembled, I mean left, it was over.
He's done.
Cause what? Richard Sherman.
Keep him out
of here. Earl Thomas. Over.
That was a scary defense. Bobby Wagner.
Cam Chancellor.
Man, I don't know. That's insane.
On the other side. Marshawn Lynch.
Who going to be the best wide receiver?
In the league? Justin Jefferson.
Again? I think he was last year.
Jamar Chase. What am I talking about? CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
Stephon Diggs.
CeeDee Lamb.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon was. He, it's like he always just can't.
He just like. He's always like good. He just can't get that. That extra push.
Oh, we so did forget about the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills is always going to be solid. I feel like they're always going to be a solid team.
They just never
It's like they be having some unknown people, some spots, but they be good.
Yeah. All right. Question for the defensive side. Who do y'all think is going to be the best corner this year? Best cornerback.
Probably Sauce.
Sauce? No.
Or,
Who you say? Jay Reed?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Passer Tain.
He might be.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Devin Witherspoon, though. He looks like he's going to be nice, bro. The rookie.
Yeah, I can see that.
But the best corner in the league, first year.
I feel like he's going to be the best
He might win D-Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
I feel like it is a little bit easy to be the best corner when you come in the league. It's like from other positions.
But I feel like.
But if you're the best corner on the team, you're going to guard the best receiver.
Yeah.
Think about it, though. Because they had Sauce on. DK, I think.
Yeah, his first year.
Yeah.
Sauce lived up to the expectations. He strapped up.
So far, he did.
So, hopefully, he continues. With everything and keep going good. You got anything else? Any topics?
I think that's about it for today.
Yeah. I think we covered enough.
Well, that's all for the bonfire. See y'all next episode.